عندي في المسجد.
Okay, my name is Cody, member of the committee.
Good day, sir. My name is Manu Okuma, a member of the
committee. Thank you. Good day, everyone. I am Sheila Kaiko, a member of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good man. Good afternoon. The good man or good afternoon. My name is Keta Mawada. I'm a reference in this committee. At the same time, Chair, I would have to be excluded to have that because I'm going to help
you.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Chris Lutima, a member.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Kalani Kenyatta, and I'm representing the Ministry of Transport. Thank you.
Good day, everyone. I'm Christopher, the Committee of Thank you.
Neil Okenji.
Good day, everyone. My name is Kumar Sadi, and I am a member of PNG. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Cynthia Malema from the Department of Transport Teachers Office.
Good day, everyone. I'm Mrs. Fair Beauty from the Department of Transport.
I'm a member of the public, and I'm just here today to see what you guys are deciding on, and I'll come here. Thank you very much.
My name is Wafu Mishanola, Life Health, and member of the public. I'm just working for you.
My name is
Wafu
from Japanese Contact Office. I came to listen to you.
Remember, I think our program is long minimum, but it's a plan to make it shorter than this. So really, I think it was abandoning the draft report, which was for the committee on transport, which was over to you, members. What am I going to do is to allow the first of all, I want to make sure that it's all of you, in particular members, having this. I want you to make sure that you have the report in front of the department. The person here with Baba is an alternative member. Procedural, if you are an alternative member, we need your participation. Parliament is starting. Except if the reason is written in your whatever, which is cut with the week, whatever, that this reason beyond on the week, you want to be in the work of what you do, I don't think that's the problem. But just the procedure and the rules of parliament say that today is the normal working day. Also, tomorrow is Friday, is the normal working day. Therefore, I would recommend that in future, so that we can keep it here in the court. Because I'm scared of these members. Members are quiet now, but when they start to dislocate some of our activities, it won't be nice. Because they will raise the disorganization. You see, if I want to go home to Chasso, it has happened to me. And also, I want to appeal to all members, maybe switch off the. Or to all members, similar thing has happened to me. In case of any issue. Then before I leave to remember, let me try and have a problem. If any apology, because I assume that all members are not here, I can see, put the eyes open in. Those apologies taken. Okay. Remember, this is the opportunity to raise the report. I don't know how to clarify you in terms of the procedure. You want us to go page by page so that maybe you can go and to be focused exactly where you want to focus in terms of the issue or any correction. What procedure? I need you to guide me. I don't want to just propose because I know members sometimes will change our position. You can allow me to do that. Honourable Member Peter.
Thank you, Chair. If I may suggest that both chairs here. If I may suggest that the usually the easiest from my experience is to go page by page. But now while I've got the microphone, if I may ask for indulgence to just bring up another point, and that is that we were asked to look at the reports and submit some comments and so forth, and I've taken the liberty of doing so. So I don't know how you handle that, but I would still suggest that we do it page by page.
One of them, I think there is a proposal on the table. Before I comment on that proposal, I need to check this in more than one. Somewhere, somehow, the human do not do. They want to campaign that brings us down there. So, we need to take a campaign to say, let me share our secret. you know. Remember, to know I just request from you, and request for the people to be okay with this very expensive. We agree, I don't want to say she was for the need to experience the fact. Something to keep quiet outside the room, not from us. This is the reference that for me is strategy, still for this. Anything, or I any support you do with the proposal from honourable members, any support can do? Baba?
I just said, opportunity to do actually complete my case.
Okay. Any different views? Nothing.
What?
Any?
Chair, I just want to find out what you say. Page by page, it is not better when you say section by section. Because a section will overlap into a page, so it's better than you deal with a section by section report. It's just a slight amendment to page by page, but it's still the same thing.
But I don't think that it is a trend to the city, because it's section by page. That's why the intention, when you open page 1, you know it's a section patch. And then go through with the second. I don't think that's the same. You are singing one song in the different room. Sama Hami, Sabina Moka. Okay. Without wasting any time, let's go to page 1. Let's look at the introduction. Let me highlight this. From our colleagues, those who wanted to propose an amendment, will be given an opportunity. Let's go to the original with all the pages, I mean, papers which we have received, so that we allow those who are giving proposals to add what they propose. Do you have this? The fire was coming again, I was asking whether we have the same presentation. On page 1, I'll just load you. Number 1. Any amendment? Nothing. Silence means to agree. Agreed?
Agreed.
I want you to hear your voices. You are actually a visitor from the past. You want you to learn how to do our activities. Okay. And other visitors. No, they want to do themselves already. I get them, I recognize them so much. To me, they are more special than what I am. Because ourselves is our daily bread. For that, for them, I can experience. Right, let's go to item 2. Minutes of the report, of the department report, of the department report. Number 2. Any comment, any amendment? Raise your hand, Mama, and okay, come from the job.
Thank you, Chair. I thank the Chair on page 2 that I have highlighted. On page 2, yes.
No.
Question?
I have a clue.
Oh, okay.
You made it. Yes. I'll give you an opportunity.
Okay.
Mama, was she here?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think on the mandate, if you can also include that. The mandate is on more on legislation and regulation, policy development and strategic direction of all modes of transport, including non-motorized transport.
Thank you.
suppose that after all these comments, all people who are going to make some amendments or submissions to suppose to be described by the product they can test because you will keep. All right. Anyone, ma'am, the platform is yours.
Thank you, Chairperson. As we go down the paragraph starting with in terms of the charging structure, I would propose that maybe we also include that the structure follows the function, the programs of the department are structured in a manner that will assist them to discharge their mandate effectively and efficiently. And to say more, in line with the NDP 2030 vision and trajectory and the medium-term strategic framework, the department is gearing itself to contribute to an efficient, competitive, and responsible economic system. Thank you.
What else? Anyone else? But you are done with number two? Are we agreeing with number two?
Mm-hmm.
Agree?
Mm-hmm.
Lose my question. Lose my question. Agree with number two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go to number three. Overview of the financial, of the 2013-2014 financial year. Overview.
Honourable Member Titus, followed by you, Mama.
I'll just start on this page and go to after the report. The word percent is incorrect. It's a different connotation, different meaning. So the correct word is just spelling percent, P-R-C-N-T in one word. But if it happens to us, the report, so I'll have to correct it. And if apparently Hansard has got it, then Hansard's wrong. And then, if I may share while I've got the mic, on the second paragraph, on the sixth line, it says here, the sentence halfway through that line says, during this quarter, the department developed the National Transport Master Plan. The National Master Plan has been developed over a series of years. And if I'm not mistaken, it started being developed in 2010. But this report implies, or doesn't imply, it actually says that it was developed in this quarter. So I'd like to propose that it's read differently so that it's factually correct. So I'd like to suggest that you take out the words during this quarter, and let's just say the department developed, and then take out the words into earlier, the National Master Plan. And then subsequently, in this quarter, the NAP plan was presented to Cabinet. That actually what was funny to say was that in this quarter, the NAPMAP was being presented to Cabinet. I'm not going to desert this quarter, if you know what I'm trying to say. So that's my proposal. And then in that same paragraph, on that same line, just going back to where it said during this quarter, just before that, the line before that talks about 0.1% on the other, and I don't know what that other means, and I must be honest, I didn't have the rest of the information with me at the time, so I couldn't look it up myself. So I'm hoping that perhaps Valerie will be able to assist what is meant by other, and perhaps we can clarify some put in the report that makes some sense. And then, Chief, with your indulgence, I can continue on that same page, at the last paragraph, at the bottom of the page, if you look at the fifth line from the top, it talks about, on the fourth line, it talks about consultations that he held with the Historic Aviation Authority and the Eastern Cape. But it doesn't explain why specifically the Eastern Cape. I'm guessing it has to do with the Antarctic airports. And perhaps if that is the case, to say, that the Eastern Cape pertains to the Antarctic airport or something like that. So it's just clarified that as a non-member of the committee, which I'm going to read this report, they don't understand why we specifically refer to the Eastern Cape. But I'm not sure if that is the case. That's the only thing I can think of is based on our discussions on Tuesday. Thank you, Jim.
I've noticed when I'm coming back,
sorry. Can you find some of my room? Okay, this is the next one.
Chair, my comment was also on the last paragraph of the second page. I think what Honorable Member has just uttered was the same as what I was going to raise about the, I couldn't, when I was reading the paragraph, I couldn't get a clear understanding of what was happening. I understand, Chair, there is a development in Qatar Airport, but I was not sure if the sentence was referring to that in Qatar Airport or any other development around the same case. I would propose, Chair, that the sentences be rephrased. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I want to focus on the third paragraph of page number two, where there are two instances of a under expenditure, where it is just mentioned that the amount of 200 million and 50 million, the second last and last sentence of paragraph three on page two, was not spent. Whereas in the fourth paragraph, we are as specific to mention specific projects. Bridge City Rail, for instance, and then 40 odd kilometers of road being rehabilitated in Mpumalanga, and then other projects in Eastern Cape. We lack to say why 200 million and 50 million respectively was not spent. I would just suggest that we give clarity, because it gives the impression that it was simply left over after the budget, and which is definitely not the case. There must be solid reasons for that money not being spent. If we could just add unspent due to, and maybe just attempt to give some reason.
Okay.
Thank
you. I think you are the last one on this top, the second picture, on this third picture.
Thank you, Chair. On the page 2, I think my colleague has covered me on the expenditure, but also the Bridge City Rail project was implemented by the cluster of the Sanitation Department. And also, I've seen that you have singled out the Ekuru Lane in terms of the IRCT, and there's one going on in Polokwane and the Ekuru Lane. So I think maybe it would be better if we just mention all of them, or maybe some of them, because I think it's the other issue is the National Scholar Transport Policy. My understanding when the department presented, I think it was still under the review of, because here it says it has been submitted and approved by the structure. Thank you, Chair.
I agree and understand that some of the submissions that were taken from Washington, especially in the summer, on my first discussion, because our politician must be focused on the issues, but not each other, because it's a good initiative. But nevertheless, I'm all open for the fact. I think we agreed on issues for the other proposal that we have to. But please, I would love a question, so describe us to, because we don't have to be mistakes. I requested that every submission is when you are done with the form. Monetary is not so family, and so that we can do it. Page 3. Before you come out, let me proceed to the secretary.
I think it's going to be from the future if we are moving away from self-guidelines in terms of the concept of way that we were engaging with things before. Parliament uses a hand, self-guidelines, and then there's difficult to like that. moving away from that.
Either a word is wrong or right, it's, you know, quite dependent on the author. And the word percent is one word. You know, if Hansard is reading correctly, that was taken out of Hansard. The word percent is one word. And percent is a different meaning. It indicates that 1 cent out of a rand. That's what it means. That's absolutely incorrect. You know, so if Hansard is reading correctly, I don't know what the channels are, but I think there's challenges with Hansard.
first one? Mama?
Thank you. Actually, on the same part of sentence that my colleague was talking about, it's in line with the public transport practice rather than even to the city.
Anything, I'm closing page 3 now. If there's that. Any feeling pitch three? Gone. Yeah. Pitch four. Baba.
Thank you, Chair. You might recall, Chair, that I objected and asked for clarity on the significance of the discounting of an increase in budget from 1 year to the next year in the previous committee meeting. Now, again, I noticed this style of presenting, and again, the question arises with me, and I really want this question noted, as I recognize that we might not have someone from the department here that could answer this, as it is a rather technical financial question, and I respect that it stands over if it's your decision, Chair, but it's really confusing, because inflation is something specific, it's an economic indicator relating to a specific year. And I don't understand, and that's where I would plead for clarification. How can we take inflation rate of a specific year in the past and apply that to a future budget? And then again, I ask, what is the significance of that? I would rather see this whole real rate and effective rate left out. We all understand that year on year budgets increase. And to discount that in a way to suggest something which I ask for clarity is unnecessary. Rather leave out the whole real rate and effective rate and the whole discounting of the increase. Everybody should understand that as we strive to improve, more money needs to be focused on the challenge applicable. So therefore the peer increase, even if it's 30% and 40%, that's what it is. Rather than to discount it with inflation.
I don't allow it, and I don't
remember Matlakana's discussion
with us
before I
came to the room. No, thank you, Honorable Chair. No, Chair, for me, the question is whether the sentence as it's written makes the critical sentence effective insofar as the budget is concerned. And I answer that no, it doesn't. It's a matter of speaking is explained that as a result of the inflation that has been 6% or 7%, the department has received this increase. When you look at this increase, compare and you begin to look at what the inflation was, that in real rand value, this is the value that it is. But that emphasis does not change the fact that increase is stated as of that 44%, it is a 44%. So it does not render the main operative term defective. So for us, I don't think that we can fight over that. I think it's just the explanation, the effect of the meta remains that it's 44%.
Thank you very much. Hi, Dumaya Tamas. If you know that slogan. Honorable Dissector, hi, Jumaya Tamas. We now dealing with the budget. Any other issues on the issue of budget? Let me start with the lady at the end. I'm starting from my extreme left.
Thank you, Chair. I wanted to comment on the format of the budget that's presented, that's been presented to us here. The format, Chair, got a little bit of improvement because on that one that was presented to us on that day did not have the 2013-14. So I was unable on that day to make a comparison between what was happening in 2013-14 and 2014-15. Once you are making some correction, you must also be able to say this is an improvement to what was happening. That's, I just wanted to highlight that.
Thank you, Chair. I wanted to comment on paragraph number 2. Which starts with 7.8 million and 98% in brackets. All along other documents that we have been using, we were talking of 96%. And now here we are having 98%. I didn't calculate it to check as to whether which one is really correct, but I wanted to say let us be consistent. If it is 96, then it is 96. If it is 98, then it is 98. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. In terms of the last paragraph, the way that with the average departmental expenditure on the use of consultants and professionals has declined from 501 to 312. I think that was commendable. I think we raised a concern there, but also it's still too high. Maybe that is going to the recommendation we must want to suggest how we can also deal with the matter, because going to the next page, still on the same paragraph, you can see that the communication related expenses went up by 84.6. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Can we move to program analysis? Program 1.
Okay, just maybe we should just get a clarity from the expenditure there on the 47.8 billion. Whether that represents 98% or 96%. I think it's just a matter of looking at the budget book to sort out the percentage.
That's right. what she's doing now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't make the people to reach a stage. Program analysis. Program one, administration. Anything?
Sorry, I'm not saying anything, but I'll just repeat what I said earlier, and that is after the entire report to my comments on the systems of class, I went forward to the next stage.
Nothing on program one?
Honorable?
Yes.
Yes, Chair, on page 5, the third last the third sentence from the last one, the one, from the third paragraph.
It's a matter of, just a matter of English Chair.
It can be attributed to the fact that administration just to correct that. That's
anything on administration?
Gone.
Problem two, integrated transport. What happened?
Thank you, Chair. I'm jumping back with my percentages, and I accept all the comments and your explanation. Now, on page 6, if you'll allow me to compare three different percentages referring to real and effective rate. We have, in the first paragraph, we have, if you calculate that, it equates to 6.4%. If you calculate the difference in what is suggested in inflation rate, in the second one, it's 10.2%. And in the last paragraph, 7.8%. That is what we get to if we accept this principle, because what inflation are we working with now? We're getting into trouble with this, and I would suggest rather to stay away from this.
Okay. Another
test line. This program manages and facilitates national transport planning.
An explanation of the program.
Sure.
The program manages and facilitates national transport planning. Okay?
Sure.
First sentence. Okay.
Would the sentence not read better if it stand on its own? In other words, you start the sentence by the program to manage this, because you are now subjecting the actual paragraph to the heading. So I would suggest that you start the sentence with the program to manage the facility, because that's a method on its own.
Anything on the program two? Can we move to rail transport program three? Nothing on program three?
Mm-hmm.
Can we move to program four? Road transportation. Program five, civil aviation. Thank you very much, honorable member. Program 6, maritime transport. Nothing on maritime? Thank you very much. Can we go to public transport? Oh, honorable.
The middle section, which is the last paragraph of maritime, we are talking about the exponential increase He's in the Maritime Administration Support Sub-Program, which goes up to the 180%. The exponential increase, does it only refer to the actual amounting increase, or is there a suggestion of any form of program? Because certainly some detail would then also be suggested by this high increase. The question immediately arises, why is it necessary to increase it with so much? What are the suggested programs that this money would be allocated to?
That is understandable. In terms of the presentation, if members will recall, the minister indicated that there's going to be the blue economy in terms of the monetary issues, and also the broad-based black community empowerment for job creation within the maritime. So maybe the Sabbath should then be able to look into these two things that I have, but also at other speakers in Nigeria. Can we move from maritime? That is program 7, so program 6 to program 7, public transport. Honorable,
no. I think maybe it's a typing error on the first question. The nation legislation is one legislation. I think the legislation is one.
Regulations and legislation.
Yes.
The first sentence. Okay. Honorable Chief.
Thank you, Chairperson. The other main program of public transport is to improve public transport access and reliability. That's why the department is facilitating the development of integrated public transport networks. And on the last sentence, the first paragraph was just after weight break, finally, it regulates national transport services and seeks to improve the management of scholar transport. I think maybe we might want to hear the kind of submit to my work on
anything on public transport? And we now move into page 10, observation.
Thanks, Chair. On observations, point 6.3, Chair, it's coming now as a contradiction. The Honourable Member earlier on had an issue around the national scholar transport policy being adopted, whatever. Now it's coming again as an observation that the scholar transport policy has still not been finalized. So we should have a common understanding around that. Well, I think it was highlighted that day, but it has not been finalized. So we're supposed to correct that, that original statement, the first statement that was raised by the Honourable Member earlier on. And if this one is corrected, the observation is correct, but we need to correct what was highlighted on the other pages there.
Okay. I think when they say it's with the social platform, it's been approved by the social cluster. Those are working, clusters working in cabinet. It has not as yet been approved by cabinet. And what we are observing here is that the policy is being changed in the ultimate analysis of things, because it's still within the systems and the change of how cabinet functions. It's going to be changed finally.
honorable director, or maybe what we can be able to do is to look also into how we can frame that other sentence in such a way that we can be able to capture the observation. Honorable?
What I want to say, I think we need to reword it. The name is quite correct. And perhaps mention that, related to the traffic process or something, either here or there, so that you do talk to each other. But I understand.
Okay. Any other thing on observations?
Chief President, also I was on the same issue to say, as we do that, also the sentence that as a result, some learners were still transported in improper and same form of transport. I don't think because of the issue that is going to transport from. Maybe as we do that,
and we also maybe to be the center here. Anything on observation? Honorable
speaker. Sure, I'm going to the next page, or you know,
okay. Are we done with the observations?
I'm still at the end of observations, but it's the next page. So now I can talk about the next page.
You are on your document?
Yes. Can I do that?
Okay.
Just on the next page 11, 6.7, in the sentence read, the affordability of air transport remains beyond the ordinary syllabus. I'm concerned that this is to do with SAA, which is not the SC in our portfolio. And it worries me if we're saying something about something that has nothing to do with our departments. So I want to suggest that it actually be taken up completely because it falls into public enterprise. I agree with the sentiment, but it's part of the enterprise. And I know it's part of the discussion and so forth. It's one of these weird anomalies where you have AXA is in the transport department, but SAA is part of the enterprise. So I'd like to actually take it out because it actually is not within our competence of this book. Okay.
Thank you, Jefferson. On 6.5, that the implementation of integrated rail service, you can't integrate rail service itself. So normally we say that rail transport is the principle of public transport, and you want to integrate it with other modes of transport, and then the completion of the motor rail is the critical of public transport. Thank you.
Anything on observation?
On 6.10, I remember that the department specifically said it intends submission three pieces of legislation, and they were made. I think people can get that information so that we don't just say the same pieces of legislation.
Can we go to recommendations?
Honorable Luciano, Honorable Ramakata.
Thank you, Chair. Just under recommendation 7.4, that refers to my previous comment to 6.7, that is that my recommendation is taken out because it falls in front of the enterprises. And the same comments I made previously at last.
Honorable
I think one of the recommendations pertaining to this very critical situation was to say that the structure and the indication that will be analyzed in 2018.
Because you are saying some of them will be finalized in 2018 and so on. So we said there must be part of those pieces of legislation. I can't find it yet.
Okay. That we recommend that the legislation as proposed be subject to the four
Mr. Chairperson, 7.1, I think we have grouped different things into one paragraph because the departments but more can evaluate the grant to other pieces of government for road infrastructure and then the monitoring part. But I want to come to this one that the committee further recommends the synergizing of integrated transport plans of provinces and municipalities. In terms of municipalities, it's ITP, Integrated Transport Plan. In terms of provinces, it's the PNTF, Provincial-Led Transport Framework. And they must be in line with the National Land Transport Strategic Framework. And also the next one should ensure that the standardization of road infrastructure, so they are not necessarily related in the same paragraph.
What I suggest you can make it 7.1 and sub-itemize this one.
Okay. Also, I've got a picture in terms of the submission matching.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Ramachaka, Honorable Super.
Chairperson, I think 2.7.7, if we have to mention the issue of the senior management position. I think even in point 7.7 also the filling of the development position has to also include the senior management position.
Thank you,
Madam.
Honorable
Mr.
Chair, my point is just for consistency purposes, 7.1. Maybe in the observation, we should observe the lack of monitoring of the transfer in order for us to be able to make a recommendation.
Under the
Department of
Transport.
If there are any recommendations or aspirations, then
for trying to add it while we are in the discussion. So if the committee wants to go ahead and start adding it, anyway.
Thank you very much. That's why I asked Honorable if there are specific questions wanting to be added here and if you are willing and ready to make additions. Honorable Trustee Sobhi.
Thanks, Chair. What I can remember was not pertaining to entities, but it was just a cushion. It was just a way of cautioning the department on the late transfers to its entities that it should prioritize transferring the fund to the entities on time. It was just a cushion that I can remember, Chair.
All the transfers should be made timely. For sure, we will point it up in terms of the observations that we have made and deal with it as all the transfers, if it's to the entities or provincial or local governments in the time. Honorable Master.
Thank you. It has going to be easy ended if we could be able to remember the things that we recommended on that particular day. But I still remember there was an issue on braking and driving. But the recommendation was that why don't you put that the people should not drink and drive. I don't know if there was a change.
Really, Dr. Mpani, you cannot do the legislation that can be used to assist us in that regard. Yeah.
On this 779, which is a recommendation, I'm just concerned about the as soon as possible, because I still don't quite know what that means. It's the 6 months. 8 months, if their eyes could still be as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering whether, because there's certain decision that has been taken at the cabinet level about filling of the post, particularly of management. Now, if we were to maybe put a time frame, I think it's better. Mm-hmm. I think because we're talking about the DC, perhaps I'm tending to say this. Should be at least finalized within the 4 months. I in fact there has been a decision about 3 months before. So either we keep for that 3 months or we keep 1 month extra. But I'm concerned about now it's already July. Because this is saying 4 months, it is from the date of the report adoption. So it's now taking to December, close to December. Now, I wanted to suggest 90 days.
I think that would be fair enough that we put that is the stipulation by the public service Department of Public Service Administration, the Public Service Commission and the Executive Council is also stipulated that a phone that becomes ancient, particularly as SMS matters. These fields within 90 days, because it's not just something that you make up today and somebody is not the kid not to it in the meantime while they give notice they are able to advertise the post when they exist, it doesn't matter how many days you have done that you are able to visit 90 days access to the post. I think we'll contact and write it in accord in that process. But the worrying factor is our duty at the stress level 20, 12, 11, 12, 13, 14. It's signed by the acting director, Bona Matare. So it tells you that this is long, has long been vacant. And it's definitely a challenge. Honorable.
Thank you. Just to add that. I don't think they even have extra money to appoint the vacant post. Remember, they have savings, they are going to have savings from professional service of about 1.38 every day. So I don't think the question should even be the budget.
Thank you.
may I persuade the committee to add a concern that we raised during the discussion at length, the issue about the public transport. In particular, we're talking about the integration and the issue of taxi, in particular the lack of that process. The taxi is a slow process of the recap and grabbing, which excludes, so the potential of excluding those small participating in integrated transport because of the network that has been completed. You remember that the I even mentioned the QP model and the community or SMB, you said they will continue to look at those studies. So I wanted to suggest that we do, we make an observation that there is a lack of the taxi recap program should be accelerated in order to be integrated with the network, the public transport network system that is being developed. So this one is to say the committee there, and then which is going to mean that if you go to the recommendation, we also add something in the recommendation around that particular mode.
Anything else? Can we look at the last question?
I propose the way to the prosecutor with the little amendment that we've done. So let it pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I also support the report and also mandate the secretary to sign the report on our behalf. Thank you.
With the amendment?
With amendment, yes.
Thank you very much. Honorable
Speaker. As it reads there, it's saying that there's support in the budget. I want to clarify that in that word saying, was it saying there's support in the report? I've never found there's support in the report. In which case, I would like to make an image that it says so. At the moment it agrees, it says there's support in the budget. I'm not in a position to do that. If you are speaking as amendments, I'd like to suggest that if the Commission really considered budget votes, 37 transport reports, supports it and recommends its approval.
No, it's wrong. No, I'm when I read it in my own language, it says exactly what you're saying. The committee having considered
100.37. This is transport. Support is a recommend for approval. And that's just exactly what we're saying.
We're approving the reports.
Oh.
And I'm suggesting
we have considered the budget. Fine. Now, in essence, what you're proposing is that having considered the budget, the committee supports the report. And the budget will be judged at the stage.
If I may humbly request that the word reports be placed after the word transport. Thank you.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying the language. My interpretation of the language is just exactly what you're saying.
Okay.
Honorable Ramataka.
No, Chair, I was trying to grapple with the concern that one of the participants had on the last panel. I think it is acceptable and it's accepted practice that the budget is approved in the House.
Yes.
Now, we seek that the House approves this budget at the committee.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate of the stands here suggests that. Now, we say that we are at liberty to still get a mandate from the party and then go into the House to express a view that says when it comes to the issue about voting for the party, for the voting particular, that we vote in again, or the debate could start from the debate to say we agree but we don't agree with this and the other, which makes it a difficulty to support it. That's the process that happened in the House during the week when the actual vote is put for adoption. So I'm just saying that I don't think you should fear that you will tie it hands and feet with something that you seek the House to do when it gets to the House.
Suggesting that we leave it at ease.
Support. It says something else when the word report is not there. It's committing the entire committee to supporting the budget, which I don't have a mandate to do. So I'm not trying to be difficult on this. Everything you say is correct. I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying just confirming we're supporting the reports, which we gladly do. But I don't have a mandate to support the budget, which is what I'm saying it is at the moment. I'm just humbly requesting just to add in the new transport reports. Okay, that's all I'm requesting.
Call 911.
if I may propose, I think it's really about adding the word report to the final sentence. And if we have consensus here that that word can be added, then surely you might consider it.
Okay.
But it's still your prerogative.
Here comes 911.
Okay, Honorable Michelle, Honorable. Maybe I don't understand the subject issue. Maybe you might not understand. Are we saying we're adopting the report without adopting the budget? And then we come again maybe and adopt again the budget? Or are we adopting both the report and budget that are presented in the state report that we have?
This committee is not empowered to approve any budgets. So it's only empowered to recommend this report. The budget gets approved at the debates. So you're not against anything that's been said. I'm just confirming that I'm just asking for a word to use it. So we're supporting the budget, and I mean the report, and the budget we haven't obviously is focused on to make that decision. So either way, I don't know how we've done it.
Agreed. Let me close the debate by saying that we will reset the report. The word report in the document and debate the approval of and support of the budget will happen in the House. Agreed?
Yes.
Thank you. What I'm saying is that for sure they have a consensus of saying that the committee having considered budget rule 37 supports the report because the approval of the budget will happen during the debate in the House. Thank you very much, honorable members. I would request members of the African National Congress just to leave for 2 minutes before we leave. Can we move for the adoption of this report before she runs later?
Honourable Chair, I move for the adoption of the report.
Any second that?
Honourable Chair? I'm sorry, again, I overtook us. What I want to ask is, would it be possible to get a final report with the amendments?
Yes.
So I'm happy to support it, provided those as amendments.
Yeah. The amendments are not very much.
Yes,
no,
sure.
Exactly. You've got
delays. Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Supported by Honorable Supreme. Are there announcements?
I don't know. So before the report that has been published by the Water or the Civil Law, I need everybody to think that the internal affairs to be discussing it from the CDC.
We could have invited one from the room.
This chairperson is for the budget vote and the beginning of the year. The budget vote will start with climate change. Change according to the new program that we've got this morning. They changed it back to us again. So, the dinner will be afterwards. Members will be talking to what at the same time, but we will see notice the support now.
The budget vote presentation, after the budget vote presentation, budget vote is at 6:00.
On Tuesday, members, it's the budget vote debate, it's 6:00. It's around 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and afterwards it's dinner at
take time. Myself and DP are sending off the invitation to them. We will notify you. If our members who are going to stay with us now, and also if you require transportation back to your villages after the donations as well.
Somebody must call 911, and it arrived in March from the DC's office, and from the week has arrived because we wanted 911 to come and help, and that's the situation. On that note, honorable members, the meeting is adjourned. You will get the proper report on the ACC by 15 hours tomorrow, but we will be sending it to your email so that you can be able to obtain the facts with the report.